Do you ever find yourself hesitant to use your gifts because you're afraid you will fail? Samuel Anyu here once again. Glad you could join me for today's Daily Nuggets episode. Many of us feel so insecure about what we have to bring to the world that we hold back our voice and talents instead of delighting in how God made us. We can't afford to play small right now. And we can't afford to play not to lose. Yes, we need to be cautious and careful with our health and the health of our neighbors, but we can't be too cautious with following and sharing Jesus. Quite honestly, we only have to follow His example towards a passionate life. When you look up the word passion in the Bible, you might find a variety of things, and the Greek word for passion that is found most often in the New Testament is epithumia, and it means longing, desire, and passion. Most often when it is used in the scripture, it's used to describe ungodly passions that we need to quit or hand over to Jesus to live a holy life. So if we don't really dig deeper, we could only assume that passion has to do with unhealthy rhythms, actions, or activities that don't bring glory to God and don't agree with what is written in our lives. But here's why I love looking at a little deeper at the Greek. In Greek, we find that the same word, epithumia, is often interpreted in different ways. And we would totally miss if we didn't slow down to check it out. The word epithumia, which means passion, desire, and longing, it's the same one Jesus uses right before his death when he describes his stance towards eating with his disciples. And not just any old meal, no regular meal, but the one that we would carry on for thousands of years to remember and celebrate the fact that he has given his body, his blood, that we might be united with God and be redeemed by His sacrifice. Luke 22, verse 14 to 16 says, "When the hour came, Jesus and His apostles reclined at the table, and He said to them, 'I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God.'" Jesus is passionate about us. He is passionate about our redemption. He is passionate about our salvation. He is passionate about our resurrection and His rescue mission for our lives. Make no mistake, friends and family, that passion is not an invention of the world that we need to cut it out of our lives. We can be passionate in all the good things, the holy things, the beautiful activities of heaven, because we are made in the image of God and He is wildly passionate. If we are looking for a quiet or passive God to follow, we are looking in the wrong places. God was so passionate about His relationship with you and I that He gave up His only begotten Son, Jesus. Jesus was so passionate about you, taking your place in the kingdom, that He went to the cross for you, especially and for us as a whole. The Spirit is so passionate about being your helper and comforter. that He intercedes for you constantly, bringing you peace and communication and even more passion, because passion is from God. Take it farther, my friends. Level up. Be more passionate. Be more passionate about the good stuff, because this is what you are made for. These are the days to be careful, I understand, for ourselves and for others, for sure. But not with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our passionate Lord has a mission for us, and He is expecting us to follow Him in spreading the gospel passionately. Let's level it up. Take it farther, friends and family. Again, this is Sam Eugenio, thanking you for watching and listening on today's Daily Nuggets. We are going back to the new normal. Let's all be courageous, let's be safe, and may all stay faithful.